All right, let's talk to Jimmy Rapp. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Morning.
Jimmy.
How are you?
All right, grocery grandmas.
Yeah, I'm fascinated with grocery store grandmas because in the grocery store, they're like in charge of everything. But in real life, like, they're not. So I figured I'd go and see what they were up to down in Stop and Shop.
Very good.
I think, yeah. I think we talked to Joanne first, and she was awesome. She's real cool.
Okay, are we doing Joanne first? I don't remember that.
Yes.
Okay.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Joanne from East Haven.
Do I have your permission to use this audio?
Yes.
And Joanne, what are you doing in Stop and Shop this morning?
Well, I'm going to go get some rotisserie chicken for my dogs.
Why for your dogs?
They're spoiled.
What kind of dogs are they?
I have Bobo, who's a Yorkie. He's bad.
Stop. Bobo
She's
is a Yorkie.
At the supermarket getting chicken.
Rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie chicken.
Ready to eat.
Right. What's the family having? I don't know, some kind of Swanson dinner. Heat and eat. The dogs eat better than
this
was
a special trip for her, too. Like, she had already done her grocery shopping for the family. This is just for the dogs.
For a Yorkie.
Man.
That's important. Yeah.
The rotisserie chicken probably weighs more than the dog does. Those are little guys.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a pack of devil dogs is bigger than a dog. Yeah.
Does she go every day to get a new chicken?
Right.
That's a good question. Is this like a once-a-month treat for them?
Right. Does the dog get the entire chicken in one shot?
I think so. Yeah, I think it was, from what she had explained to me, it was a treat, a weekly treat.
Oh, weekly treat. Okay. Like, did all their business outside, went walkies, said, if they're good, they get chicken.
I'm curious. It's a beautiful thing to love your pet so much that you would make this special trip, spend this extra money, get them
the time,
chicken,
the effort.
But I just would like to know more about the regular life,
the family.
Like, how are your kids?
Yeah.
How are your finances?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, is the rest of your life so in order that this could become a thing?
The kids are locked in cage. They eat celery.
I can push through the bars.
Thank you, because that's kind of what I was beating around the bush with.
Just say it.
Here, here's an old beat. Eat that.
All right.
He's bad. Molly, I don't know what she is. She's homely.
Wait, one of these dogs is bad. The other is homely.
The Yorkie. Yeah.
I have homely. Bobo, who's a Yorkie. He's bad.
He's bad, but he gets chicken once a week.
Because he's cute.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because he's bad, but I'm afraid he's going to eat me as I sleep, so I'm giving him chicken.
Yeah, the little Yorkie.
One's bad. Yeah, that would take him like 8 years.
It could eat a toe while you're sleeping.
One's bad and one's homely.
Yeah, she didn't have anything nice to say. Yeah.
Molly, I don't know what she is. She's homely.
I don't know what she is.
She's homely.
She's homely. She doesn't know what kind of dog
homely.
She is. Right.
That's just an... But that's such a nice word for ugly, though.
I called you homely once.
I mean, the origins of homely is, in other words, don't go out with that face.
Yes.
Yeah. Put a bag. Homely.
Put a bag over it. Yeah, stay at home with the homely
stay
face.
Stay at home with that.
Your
don't go
face.
Out.
Right, right.
Yeah.
If you have outie face, you're good.
You're bothering us.
Bought a face, forget about it.
Outie face.
You have a homely face
or
an outie face.
Right, right.
Even worse than that is garagely, where you're not even allowed in the home.
Cellarly. Basement-y.
Prison-y.
So she has one dog that's bad and the other dog that's homely.
Yeah.
That's just two of that. Yeah. I think there's more.
And they're both getting chicken.
There's three or four dogs,
Yep.
And then we have Stanley Spornak, who's a Boston Terrier, and Little Lucy, who's a French Bulldog.
Stanley Spornak, that's from the Golden Girls.
Yep.
That's great. How long was you saying you've been shopping?
Four dogs.
Hi, it's me, Stan.
Four dogs. They're all small, though, right? So it's like one real dog.
Yeah, one chicken takes care of
four dogs. And one question mark. We don't know how big the homely dog is.
Right.
She's, I don't know what she is. She's homely.
I don't know what she is. She's homely.
So that could be like a 90-pound dog. I have no idea.
Well, show the pictures.
Are they all small?
She did show me pictures. They were all small. Yeah, they were all tiny. And the homely dog, I mean, dogs can't really be that homely, but it was kind of a...
Well, you know, sometimes they have the bottom teeth sticking out and stuff like that.
Right.
Really bug eyes and whatnot. Like one ear goes up and one stays down. Yeah.
It would be the last puppy at the pound that was adopted.
Yeah, like the one getting
hit. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, like, I saw a dog like I hit my lightning one time. That's how ugly it was. Like, you know?
I like the dogs that look like a bottom-dwelling fish. Like from the deep ocean. Yes.
With the thing. Yeah.
What dog are you looking at?
Yep. With the little light that, yeah, the angler fish.
It's funny. I know exactly what he's talking about.
It draws prey that way. What's a glowworm doing here? Oh!
But they're getting rotisserie chicken.
Yes, they are.
As they should.
Yep, the family's getting crap muffins.
All right.
I will also add, it wasn't in the audio, but I saw her later in the grocery store experience, and she was buying them American cheese as well.
Wow. Oof. Open those windows.
That's less special.
Yeah, blame the dog on that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
American cheese.
So. Well, I give her a lot of credit. She's a good pet owner.
Right.
Those pets are happy. Happy
unless,
dogs.
Yeah. Unless those dogs are dinner sometime down the road.
I wouldn't want to clean up after them.
My mom used to feed our dog bologna cold cuts. She went to the vet one day, and they're like, what do you feed him?
It's
like,
cholesterol.
Why? Yeah, his triglyceride levels, like, through the roof. She's like, should we, like, throw a ball for him in the backyard? They're like, no, he's going to blow out a knee.
Bologna.
Stop what feeding him salami, Heather.
Yeah, give him bacon while you're at it. Hey, I got some cabacol for the dog over here.
Is there more to this audio?
Yeah, we got more.
East Haven?
In your entire life.
Too long. 20 years. Yeah.
How do you save money here at Stop and Shop?
You don't. It's just everything's so expensive. You can't.
You ever smash
cans? You can't. She sounded like Brett Ernst there.
She sounded like you know, dealing with four dogs she feeds bologna and chicken to.
You can't.
You can't.
She's not wrong.
You can't. Who cares? You can't.
Can't.
How are you going to save money when you're spending $50 a week on your dogs?
You can't.
It's like you stepped on a bunny.
But if you go back, she was like, oh, I don't know. You know, how do you save money here? I don't know. And then it clicked in.
You can't.
Just everything's so expensive. You can't.
You can't.
Yeah, she got mad.
She's buying rotisserie chicken for her dogs, but she's upset that she can't save money.
Hard to complain after you just told us that.
And American cheese, that ain't cheap.
You can't.
You can't.
Right, she's eating dog food. The dogs, right? Rotisserie chicken. Yeah.
You can't.
Hey, you can't.
The dogs get the Land O'Lakes.
Right.
And you guys get the store brand.
She's
don't worry.
Fancy feast on crackers.
I like Joanne. She's good.
Yeah, she's cool.
You ever smash cans to get a discount?
No.
You ever see any fights here?
What does that mean, smash cans?
You dent it. You get discount. Dented cans.
Is that still a thing?
Some places.
Or is that just like a Big Daddy bit?
Some places.
Oh, I never knew this.
You know what? I've never seen anybody do it. And I haven't seen a sign that said dented can discount in a while, but I figured I'd ask. I mean, she's grocery store grandma.
Right.
I only remember that from the Adam Sandler movie.
She would know.
Wow.
No, in Stop and Shop in East Haven, when I remember when I was
Ashley's
younger, there was
nice
actually
now.
A dented can.
Sure am.
Watch out, East Haven, Stop and Shop. You're going to see bangs and teeth here. Wow, every can in your cart is dented.
That's so weird.
You drove your Volkswagen down the aisle.
We're about to hear from Karen in New Haven.
Ooh, Karen.
Yeah, she was great. She was a tough grandma.
I like tough grandmas.
Yes.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you from?
Karen, New Haven.
Karen, do I have your permission to use this audio?
Sure.
And what are you doing in Stop and Shop this morning in East Haven?
I'm trying to get food for Mother's Day.
And what are you shopping for?
Trying to.
Mother's Day.
It's like it's a fist fight.
Well, I'm trying, but Jimmy Rapp's talking to me. Yeah, get out of my way.
It's like a week away from Mother's Day.
That's right.
I had to chase her down. She was going so fast in the grocery store, like speeding with her cart. I ran up to her, and she was like, whoa.
Why are you chasing down old ladies?
Maybe she'll do peepees.
She recognize you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I love that she's shopping
now.
That depends.
Yeah.
It is right. There's a lot of prep going on for this meal, apparently.
Yeah. It's a week away.
Wait until you hear what she's getting.
And what are you shopping for?
Chicken, chopped meat, and pork chops.
Chicken, chopped meat, and pork chops. What are you making with that?
I am making a chicken scampi, pork chops on the grill, and hamburgers.
What are you making a face for?
That sounds good.
Wow. You're making a face like, ooh.
Well, no, I didn't.
It's a little early to get those things.
They're seafood scampi, but chicken scampi?
Exactly. That's interesting.
I can't even see your face, AJ. I can tell that you're making a funny face.
Thank you. That's
me normally.
All right, let's try to talk one at a time.
That's me normally.
Let's take a breath.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
cars. Now, when I was trying to catch up to you, you were pushing your cart so fast. Why were you going so fast?
I'm exercising.
Oh, man. Exercising.
She sounds like she exercises.
Yeah. Well, that's one way to get your exercise. She sounds like she's an in-and-out person.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No nonsense.
Getting it done. Check off the list.
Bing, not, bang, a, not a browser. I know where everything is.
Right. Get out of my way.
Get out of my way. Exactly.
Even the car's running outside.
All right.
I'm exercising.
So,
I love her laugh.
Yeah.
As a smoker, that's a smoker's laugh right there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's Paul Mall's, at least 2 packs.
That's okay. I used to smoke 2 packs a day for 30 years. All right.
Yeah.
Down the road, grandmas are, you know, people beep, get out of my way, they're so slow. But you were pushing that cart so fast.
Yeah, I'm the grandma that pushes them out of the way.
You run the place in here. Now, give me some tips on how to get in and out of the grocery store so fast.
Hold on a second. She's pushing people. So it's them?
Yeah.
And the women with baby carriages or the strollers.
Yeah. When you get those, you know, they hit your leg right in that the Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
Like above your ankle there.
Yeah.
And you get hit by that. That hurts.
That's how you know you're moving too slow.
Doom, 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 doom. Yeah.
Or bruises. Someone rude is behind you.
Right.
Yeah, or that, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're all shopping.
I just think, man, if I fall back and land on your baby.
Yep. Baby.
And I have a baby attached to my ass.
Right. Yep.
I have to peel your baby out of the crack of my ass.
Yeah.
It is your fault.
Yeah, when it looks like, like your baby's the bottom part of a totem pole.
You're taking a big risk that I have good balance.
You're going to have to wash this kid's head. Don't kiss him till you get home and wash him first.
That baby will always remember that. Just this big dark shadow coming towards it. Oh,
mouth
boy.
Agape.
Is that Chaz's?
In a vain attempt, they put their lollipop to fend you off.
Oh,
woo! Now it's a Tootsie Pop.
Here's your all-day sucker, kid.
Right.
I'm sorry, where were we?
Make a list, know where you're going, what aisle you want to be in, swerve and...
Swerve.
It's kind of like one of those bobby heads on the in your car. You got to be bopping.
You got a bobby head.
Oh!
Not a bobble, it's a bobby head.
She's an efficient shopper.
She's awesome.
A bobby head.
Yeah.
So first she just bangs right into people. Get out of my way.
Yeah.
And she was the most prepared for that list. Like Jimmy Rapp was like, I'm going to catch her off guard. How can you speed it up? Make a list, know where you're going, get out of my way.
Swerve.
Yep. Hit people. Hit people.
It's like a bobby head.
Yep. She thinks about this on a daily basis.
She's got a battle plan going on.
Yes.
That's
she
why
was
she was running.
When I approached her.
She probably times herself.
Right.
All right. Last time I got out of here in 37 seconds.
Trying to beat her score. Nice.
And go.
It's a go. It's a go.
All right.
Make a list. Know where you're going, what aisle you want to be in. Swerve and...
Swerve.
It's kind of like one of those bobby heads on the in your car. You got to be bobbing. My father used to say, dodge the missiles. That's what I do. And get in and get out.
How do you save money here at the grocery store? What do you do?
Well, that I have to thank my sister because she's a digital coupon.
I love coupon.
Coupon.
A coupon.
Not coupon.
Not a word, right?
Coupon. Yeah.
Like that's
correct.
The letter coupon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coupon. That's old school.
Coupon. I love it.
She's a digital what?
Coupon whiz.
Digital coupon.
Digital coupon whiz.
I don't even know what that means.
Because she's a digital coupon whiz, and she makes my list. And then she checks my receipt. If I didn't get the sale, she sends me back.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she really
wow.
Are you, so
that's
you're it. One of those people that goes to customer service?
This is one hell of a shopping tag team.
Right?
Yep.
You have one going through the discounts. Okay, here's your list. But I don't like mayonnaise. Just get the...
Right.
Mayonnaise.
You can get it for sale.
And I'm guessing the sister.
Well, I like Hellman's. I don't want the store brand.
And I'm guessing
you save 3 cents.
I'm guessing the sister's in the car running outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Karen, with a deal like this, you have to buy it.
One's a racer and the other one's the deal maker.
Yep.
Right. Like
what
the coach
a hell
on the sideline shouting out instruction.
They got a sale on Del Monte. Get it.
Okay, we're running play 4.
You
play
know Del Monte. He lives on the block.
Defense! Defense!
We saved $13 and got out in 2.5 minutes.
Use your knees. Knees to chest. Knees to chest. Hurry.
Dodge the missiles. Dodge the missiles.
All right, stop for a smoke. Okay, good.
Go. Right. Aisle 4, one cereal left. Get there. Get there.
And get a card to Paul Malls for me.
It's like she has an earpiece in. She's directing her from the
car. Go, go, go.
Yeah, like a van. Right. Operation.
To your left.
Yeah.
To your left. Right.
The
no, I try not to. That's her job. Yeah.
You ever see anybody get in a fight?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, what do you fight about?
I didn't realize there were so many fights at the grocery store.
I had no idea.
This Stop and Shop, you got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, like I said, it's East Haven's Walmart. It's great.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's turf wars, right?
That's right. All good people who... they take their shopping very seriously.
Yeah.
We run the meat section over here.
Yeah.
You're a produce person. What are you doing in the meat section?
I believe Ashley's quote there was, yeah!
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 I think they just fight about not giving the money.
Not giving the money?
Yeah, you know, you got a lot of panhandlers.
I got you. You ever see two customers fight over a product?
Oh, yeah, if it's the last thing in the thing, they're fighting over a package, sure. Like, it ain't that serious. Like, go to another store.
Oh, so, like, you've actually seen, like, people, like, try to fight over, like, a package of chicken?
Absolutely.
No kidding.
I think it was pork chops at the time, but yeah. Yeah.
Did it come to blows?
No. One gave up. Do you always run after people in the store?
I try.
I got enough.
I have to, yeah.
Do you ever get, like, popped?
I get yelled at sometimes.
Yeah. That's great, because she has questions about you. Well, I see fights here. You ever get popped?
Yeah, I'm trying to get popped.
Your demeanor?
Yeah, well, Grandma says popped.
Someone who's seen a lot of fights,
that's right.
Yeah.
My poor balls, get over here.
Yeah. I got thrown out of
the... I'm from New York. Like, you know, somebody creeping up from behind you, you could have got a right hook.
I know.
It's pretty dangerous.
Very dangerous.
You know what I mean?
Know.
I be careful.
I have good insurance.
I love her a lot.
She's awesome. Love her. Can we keep her?
She's great. You can find her. She's probably still at the grocery store.
Josie in East Haven.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Josie from East Haven, Connecticut.
Josie, do I have your permission to use this audio?
Sure.
Now, you look like a nice Italian woman, are you?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay, great.
For many, many years.
How many years?
Hold on.
What was she before?
Since birth. When did you convert?
Right.
The meatballs were just so good.
I was born German, but then I switched.
Yeah, exactly.
How many years?
Oh, God. At least 35.
How many people did you cook for?
Oh, God. 15, 20.
15 or 20. Oh, my God. What's your favorite thing to cook?
Oh, I love my ham pies.
Oh, a beats a game, right?
It's a game, is it?
I make ham pie.
Do you?
Yeah. How do you make yours?
I make mine crustless.
Oh, okay.
I put, I use 4 meats and 4 cheeses.
What kind of meats?
Prosciutto.
Nice.
Pepperoni. And what's the other one?
This sounds great. So when I heard ham pie, I thought, oh, the worst pie in the world.
Yeah. Piece of game.
And then, yes. Then as soon as Jimmy said that, I said, oh, okay.
I've heard of this. It's going to be something different.
Yeah. And what's going on in the background there?
Sounds right.
Someone's feeding her answers, it sounds like. Unless that was Jimmy.
Oh, it sounds like there's a comedy show going on in the background.
No, there was people talking. It was over by the deli section.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everybody congregates there.
A lot of yappers over there.
Every once in a while, you can get a free sample. If you're like, hey, can I try that chicken?
Right.
You know what it tastes like. But
I'm trying to Swiss on rye over there.
Right. Joanne was over there.
Yeah.
She was over there looking for dog food or whatnot.
Yes.
Yeah. What about macaroni? What kind of macaroni you make?
It depends. Sometimes
is that a trick question?
Well, it's different macaroni.
The kind you eat.
Right. The elbow kind.
Right.
I got a bad elbow over here.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be ravioli.
I think I meant like Monty Gott's
you were heading in a direction.
Right. She didn't go there, though.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got lost.
It depends. Sometimes we make baked macaronis or lasagna.
Now, with that lasagna, you use jarred sauce, right?
Hell no.
You don't use jarred sauce?
I think Jimmy wanted to get kicked in the beans.
Yeah, but she can lift her leg that high.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Hell no.
She almost imploded.
Right. You're lucky I can't lift my leg this high.
Hell no. And then she started making sounds like a volcano before it erupts.
Hell no.
Being from East Haven, I know it's a loaded question. So I knew that as soon as I asked these grandmas if they used jar sauce, that there was going to be that reaction, whether they attacked
Josie.
Me or not. I mean, that's it's a sin in East Haven. You can't use jar sauce. Well,
you'll get kicked out of the Italian club.
Hell no.
Exactly.
You don't use jar sauce?
Hell no.
Like no ragu?
No ragu. Oh, my God.
No, what's the other one? Prego?
No prego.
She was
you
prego
make your own sauce?
I make my own sauce, yes.
How you make your sauce? You can't tell me how you make your sauce.
No, it's a family secret.
Can you give me one part of the secret?
Lots of garlic.
Lots of garlic.
Mm, that's not a secret.
What's your favorite sauce brand?
Oh, I like Tutto Rossi.
Ah, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, how do you say R-I-C-C-O-T-T-A?
That's where you were going with the pasta and stuff. You wanted to see
yes.
how she...
Yeah, how she shaved, yep.
Right.
Yes.
Ricotta.
Yes, exactly.
Ricotta. What do you think about it when people say manicotti?
Oh, God. It's offensive.
It is offensive. I agree.
Ricotta. Got any ricotta?
Yeah. It, like, hurts my heart.
Mozzarella?
It does.
Well, that's the lack of exercise, Ashley.
All right, Jimmy. Nice job, brother.